Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. Good evening, Andy.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
What's that?
I don't know. Just thought it'd
be gentlemen, start your engine. Sounds like what is it actually?
Do you know? Races.
No, what's that? What's that program where the
Formula One?
No, those men dressed. Those men dressed as women.
Upstairs, downstairs. When men dress up as women?
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's
is it really?
isn't that like start your engine? So they say start your engine this morning.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it to be fair, but
I would have thought it'd be something to do with Formula One or some sort of racing.
Mm. Why is it called Drag Race? Is that just like a pun on the name?
I think so.
I'm sure I've seen an advert and it's like
gentlemen.
Start your engine.
Just say gentlemen start your engines.
Ladies, I don't know. Anyway, let's get out of this hall before it gets too deep.
We're back in the camp, please.
So, how shall we be, mate?
Good evening. Happy Dad Tells Day.
Happy Dad Tells Day, my friend. You well?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm still a bit poor. I'm still a little bit under the weather. I'm still on Lemsip.
You're 4 or 4 days. I'm where you was on Friday.
We said that, didn't we?
I feel a bit better on Friday.
A few days behind you. And you're a much stronger being than me.
I don't think so. I'm weak.
I think you're not.
I was just... Trip on Cesspat lunch.
Yeah, awful.
No, it wasn't.
I promise you.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Is it bad? No.
Because I don't watch it.
It's not that bad. You lose your train of thought, but Steph then asks you a question, which then brings you back in.
Well, so I went solo on Friday.
Never go solo.
Never going solo.
You need... I genuinely, it's missing like a... Like, I don't know. I don't think I would go on my own. By the way, I have no problem in you going. You know what I mean? I'm not like a thingy.
It was...
But I like having a laugh at you when I'm there. And once again, do I say it? Not everyone's my cup of tea.
To be fair, I had quite a giggle while I was there. And
I like thinking you were sat next to her.
Sophie.
Yeah, because she's quite loud.
Yeah, we had a bit of a laugh. And there was another lady there. I can't remember her name. But we had a bit... Between the three of us was... Nine times out of ten. So I say this to people. I say my part gets cut, and people don't realise that it's live. What? So when I say cut, they're thinking that maybe we speak and they just go, don't really like what you say, so we've cut that bit.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all, is it?
We're fillers, aren't we? Where they're in case they've got enough, need to pad the show out because it's live. Let's cut to that person.
Yeah. So when we say cut it out, we're prepared to say something. And then the real people, the celebrities, maybe talk too long, so they don't come to us. That's the cutting out bit.
Yeah.
And I've kind of got used to that now.
Because you there thinking, oh, I'm
no, right. So the bit that I was speaking in was supposed to be in the first part of the show, and it wasn't. And then FGA, Fun Johnny, came in and said, oh, they've moved it to the back end now. So I'm like, no problem. I was comfortable with what I was saying. Then it got to that bit, and then all of a sudden I went, I've just got really nervous. I knew it was coming. I think I can sense when it's being cut. And at this point, I'm like, it's coming, she's coming to me. And I just completely lost what I said. There was quite a lot that I had to say. And I just completely lost it.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, I'm going to be a meme. I'm going to be a meme.
I also.
Do you know what did it? And I'm not blaming... There was a lady that was on the front row. And... She'd said something, and my opinion was against hers.
Yeah.
And she was shaking her head. And I really like this lady. I can't remember her name.
I knew her about. It was dreadlocks, hadn't she?
Yeah. And when she was shaking her head, all I could think was, oh, no, I've pissed her off.
But while you were speaking, she was shaking her head.
Yeah. And I think I was so focused on her that my brain had gone to, oh, so am I allowed to say this? Do you know what I mean? And I just completely lost what I was saying. But then I'm thinking afterwards, I wonder how they've managed to... Because surely the camera's going to be on me. And then when I'm thinking, I'm hoping this is the case, when they see that I'm struggling, they would go to Steph. And she must have something in her ear to go, fucking help this kid out here.
You know what happened is it zoomed right in on your face. And then you see he's like,
Like,
where am I?
Honestly, I can't.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
On Friday night, I couldn't sleep. I was absolutely devastated. And I'm thinking, this is bad. And this is part of the reason why I suppose I don't ever tell anybody
that we're on Stash Ballads. Well, it happened to me. I had a very similar one a couple of weeks ago. And I felt like I'd been through a hospital pass because we were talking about fairy tales. And my thing is that let kids be kids, let them grow up. When I was a kid, I didn't really understand all this fable stuff where actually it's very dark when you start thinking about...
It is if you want it to be.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to get across. But for some reason, everybody was like proper against it and going, nah, yeah, we need to change them now. They're all dated. They don't fit the rhetoric. They're all this. Da, da, da. And then it came to me and I was about to go, nah, I agree. Do you know what I mean? I disagree. Do you know what I mean? But I couldn't bring myself because, like, same as you, everybody was proper like... the sexist, they don't fit any gender stereotypes, they're dated, they're actually misogynistic. And I was thinking, I just want my kids to be kids, but I didn't have the bottle to then argue, because even Steph was quite against the old rhetoric of our fairy tale was. So, and then she's going to me, but you disagree, don't you? And I'm like, not with you, Steph, definitely not. And I was like, and after it was said, I fumbled a bit and went, I do disagree that they just need to be updated now.
This point as well, what I was talking about, was a serious point. We're much better on the non-serious
things, aren't we? Yeah, so to mine was not singing.
It wasn't, but I do feel like when you start talking about like gender stereotypes and misogynism and narcissism and...
Yeah. Exorcism. What I didn't want to be is this white, straight British guy going, yeah, get back to the old ways. Whoa, bloody hell. Yeah, exactly. I was like, as soon as it came to that, I just went... I can't see what I'm going to... And honestly, if I'm going to say out bad, I just wanted to get the point across of, let kids be kids. I didn't know about it. So how the hell do they know? And unless I tell them there's the rhetoric there, they're not going to have a clue.
This bit as well was... It was in the last sort of quarter of the show.
Yeah.
And for the end of it, I literally I didn't want to play. I just wanted to get out. And literally, when it finished, I caught Fun Johnny and apologised. I said, look, I'm really sorry. I just had a brain fart. My brain just stopped working.
Yeah.
And Ashley, I didn't get to see her. I really needed to see her. Because she'd prompted me in the hotel. Right? Then prompted me before the first section of the show. And then again at the third bit, because I thought it was in the first. So she prompted me three times. I'm like, I'm comfortable with this. I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like...
But there's a reason why she prompted you three.
She should have done four. And the funny thing was, I'd sent a couple of dates to say, oh, I can do these. And he says he'd get back to me. I've not heard anything.
Have you not?
And I wouldn't be surprised if I don't. And how I'm thinking now is I'm not that bothered.
We're not due back on any time, are they? How come he's messaging you about me?
Well, he'd messaged before, didn't we? And I'd said for November, and you said you couldn't do. You were struggling for holiday. Yeah. My holiday is finishing Christmas.
My next time, realistically, I'm going to get back on is if I'm lucky, I might get a December throw out. But I've got that much on in December with one thing or another. I think it'll be January before I get back on.
Yeah.
Man, your leave's absolutely cooked.
And I've got loads. I've got loads of it all.
I've been like a kid with a box of chocolates this year, my annual leave. I've blown through the lot. Which is like, so on Friday, I went to Wembley. Went to watch football.
Wembley.
I don't know what I was thinking. I genuinely thought I'd spelled that correctly. And then it wasn't until next morning, Amy was like, why spell Wembley like that? And I was like, what do you mean? Why have I spelled like that? But then you and Alec have both said, oh, I thought you meant to do it as in like Wembley.
I just
spelled like an idiot. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, even like when Amy said, why spell it that way? I looked at it and I thought, why? It didn't even like make sense. I've tried spelling it like phonetically, but I don't know why I've
you
not.
You don't have a P in it.
I'm not that bad. But. Wembley, the home of England.
England.
Yeah, but oh, I had a nightmare there. But at least I was open nice to say that's like, because like I said, when she brought it to my attention, I was like, oh God, I can't believe I spelled it that way. But I've got form for doing that. Yeah. I don't read what I've.
I was happy with it.
Unless autocorrect corrects me, I'm off of it, if that makes sense. I'm really bad for doing something, hitting send, instead of doing something and going, oh, yeah, silly boy.
Life's too short.
Yeah, man. I know. I genuinely, I'd have gone, Wembley. I forgot.
The capital K. <Hill. laughs>
off my head. So what was I talking about? Oh yeah, so
holiday days.
So I swapped Friday for a weekend shift. So I worked at weekend. So I did my hours on Friday for a weekend because I'm that low on annual leave. And as much as I'd probably do that for Cespat lunch, I don't know if I would have done the same thing because it's eating to my family time.
Yeah, I completely.
Whereas, like, that was a good trade. I'm doing it with the family. So then.
I've only done it because I've got loads of holidays.
Yeah, yeah, which I can't believe.
I think I've got about 7 days left.
Can you,
like, seven weeks ago.
Sell your annual leave.
So I've got to take it. So I'm trying to find stuff to do. But I don't want to just take it and sit and do nothing. So I'm trying to look at stuff.
Oh, see, I would.
Which you, but you're a busy guy, aren't you?
Yeah. Whereas, pretend to be busy.
So how's your week been?
Steady way. I recovered from a sickness. I've worked one day this weekend to make it back. So I did half day on Friday and then half day Sunday.
I worked Saturday as well.
Oh God, poor you. Why did I do Saturday for? Where did you work at?
At my work.
At your work?
Yeah. I know, that's terrible. But anyway, we're on you.
Yeah, but your operations don't, like, at least my operations work on this weekend.
Yeah, bad times. And the thing is, I get a day back for it.
Okay. I don't need it. Yeah. Don't stop giving me time. Stop it. Jeez. Yeah.
So you worked after Friday. How was your trip down to London?
I tell you what, I'm going to jinx myself here. I've got a story actually because I nearly did jinx myself. So I've drove to London 3 times this year to watch 2 football and one we went round London just for a trip round, if that makes sense. All 3 times, I've drove down there in 3 hours and drove back in 3 hours. No traffic, no issues, no hiccups, no nothing. Just being bomb straight down there. We got halfway down there and I was like, we're like less than an hour, about 45 minutes away from Stanmore, we'll park up. I said to him, this is the third time we've drove down with no issues whatsoever. About less than a mile down the road, ping, dashboard pops up with a light. I was like, what's that? Air pressure. I was like, oh no, we've got flat. So we just stopped the services and I was like, and the service was like coming up. So I was like, right, I'll go to the service station because I've not stopped at each other. Pulls the services, checks tyres, fine. So I thought, well, I'll stick some air in just in case it's slower. So I pumped them all up to 39 PSI, reset the doodah, and off I went again. I was like, please don't. You know, the sensor.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
I think, so it's just had a new tyre fitted on it. So I think the sensor might have just had a bit of a wobble.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that it's not gone down since. It's stayed at the 39 PSI. So I don't know what it was, but it was just one of those things where I'd gone, hey, do you know what? We drove down there with no issues.
I said that to Andy once on my front wheel fell off. Do you know what?
This garage is amazing. I've had no issues with their tyres.
It's knocking. It's gone on for a while, but nothing's happened yet. Not a bad result.
England?
Yeah.
That was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. It was absolutely... As a trip out with the family and to go... And I think... Going to National Stadium is like a really big thing. I'm hoping I don't think they'll remember because they're not too young, but it's one of those things. But I think it's a great thing going to National Stadium. If I get the opportunity, I'll probably take it and do it again. But by God, England were terrible.
I'll be honest, I watched a bit on TV because I was thinking, man, it's going to take you ages to get back as well. Trying to get out of London.
To be fair, once again, getting out because they've got it down to a T as well. So everyone was spewing out for about 70th minute, maybe even earlier. So at one point, I looked around and I thought, it's like 75th. I was like, where's
everyone gone? Somebody knows some of that.
I'm going to say, where's everyone gone? And then I said to him, oh no, we're going to have to probably go with these because if we leave, like even if we leave now at 80th minute, we're not going to get down to the tube station. It's bad enough even going leaving at 90th and trying to get down. We have to sort of make a move. So we waited until, I think we left on the 90th minute. It popped up, so I think it's the 2 minutes extra time, so like 2 minutes added time. So I was like, let's go. So we jumped down, we pretty much got halfway down the Wembley Way and then they stopped us for congestion to let everyone go in. Next one, bang, straight onto thingy. So they only stopped us once, whereas last time I did it, I got stopped like 3-4 times. I got stopped at steps, got stopped at the bottom of the steps.
It's probably better that people swung out early then.
Well, I think probably so, yeah. I think it just, you know, diluted. I reckon even them at 70th minute were probably the same as we were, but they just flowed a bit, you know, earlier and stuff. But yeah. Shot to the tube, bang. We had to wait 10 minutes at the tube because we just literally missed one. As we pulled one down the steps, it just pulled away. So we just literally missed one. So if we caught that, we'd have been laughing even more.
Really? Just in tube. We go.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was busy. So really good. And that's pretty much it, really. Like I said, England were terrible. Can be tame. Do you know what I did get? Because you want to explain to me?
A hot dog?
No. I did have a hot dog, actually. why was you booing John Henderson?
Because of his extremisms.
I don't get it. The things that kid's done for club and, well, country, let's forget club stuff. It's, Johnny, he's led us through the tournaments and all sorts.
Yeah, it's not to do with football, is it?
Well, don't boom at a football match then.
Just boom at his house.
Exactly. Boom in the street, do what you want. Don't boom on a football pitch. I saw what is going on here. And I've genuinely not looked up if there's been any fallout from it, because I've not seen anything.
Yeah. So do you know why they're booing it?
Something to do with him going abroad, isn't it?
Yeah, because he's been an advocate speaker for the LGBTQ plus community. Now what it seems like on the face of it, that he's been offered a sniff at a fair bit of cash. He's gone to Saudi,
mm-hmm.
where they're completely against the LGBT mm-hmm. community.
Yeah.
So it's like he's going against what he said yeah. for a bit of cash.
So I reckon it's probably 0.01% of the population of this planet would have the morals or the gumption to turn that shit down.
There is.
Piss off.
There is. But if you're already earning a lot of money, how much more money do you need? And I think that's...
Who are we to judge?
No, but he's so far away from the common man. We earn...
Peanuts.
Yeah, pretty much, don't we? If my beliefs were questioned, and I still... My values do get questioned, and I probably still go against them at times because things are cheap.
Yeah.
And okay. such forth. Yet, I don't know. I don't think you can compare the common man. They always say, like, if you're a hairdresser and somebody offered you another job on triple the wages, you'd go. You absolutely would. But that's when you're already earning £4 million a year to earn £8 million a year. It's not money that we can comprehend. But we don't always know the full story. We don't know that he's not doing good with that money, that he's investing it in something. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
It's not a business, is it?
It's not, but it's a good way of attacking people, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can barely get.
It's what we do in this country.
Yeah.
We go, this is a guy that's done a lot of good. Now he maybe don't look so white as white. Let's hammer him.
Have I just disappeared off the screen?
You've disappeared off my screen. Put your beautiful face back on the screen. Should we talk about what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, Mr. just sent me a picture. Toilet's leaking. off the press. Leak the toilet.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Is it leaking?
Someone pissed on the floor. Yeah.
Pissed on the floor, you left. This new toilet as well.
Yeah, I don't get where it's leaking. And once again, my face just can disappear again. You still stay on screen, don't you? I don't get how that...
I'm still on screen. I'm going to talk through what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about national holidays. Because what we tend to have... I think every day there's one of these weird national holidays.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about like national holidays, like coach trips. And I was like, proper like... That's not what I've done, preparation work.
Preparation?
National holiday.
You don't prepare.
Joking out of this.
Do you know... Have you found a weird... What's your weird ones? I mean, they're all pretty weird, aren't they?
Yeah, so, like... Just for example, National Talk Like a Pirate Day. The 19th of September. That's weird, isn't it?
So what are you supposed to do on that?
Talk like a pirate. Yeah. Arr, me mateys, walk the plank.
Yeah. Chop your hand off and just have a hook.
Yeah, just talk like a pirate, not dressed like a pirate.
Right.
Don't jump back, you silly.
Don't steal a parrot.
No.
Off your leg off. Any more?
I've got two sides.
It could be a second episode, yeah.
I've got like two sides here.
Right, so I've looked for mine and my kids' birthdays.
All right.
So I'll start with Lexi's because hers is February. And there's more than one. That's the other thing, isn't it? There's more than one per day. So like your National Pirate Talking Day. I bet there's something else as well on that day.
We'll find out.
But so I picked the best ones. So February the 23rd is Curling is Cool Day.
Curling is quite cold, curling, isn't it? It's a cool sport.
Yeah, curling is cool.
Nice.
So then I go to March 23rd. I've got a few for this one. It's OK Day, World Math Day, Walk in the Sand Day, Ravenclaw Pride Day, Chip and Dip Day.
We said dip there.
There's also Near Miss Day. Don't know what that means. And it's also National Jacob Day and National Alice Day.
I don't know. What's Jacob and Alice?
Just people.
Oh, okay.
But which one of those do I choose?
Whichever you identify best with.
I'm Chip and Dip.
Chip and Dip Day.
Yeah.
What's Chip and Dip, though?
Like crisps and dip.
That's American. What are American for?
Chip and dip. If I'm getting offered chip and dip.
Well, I was thinking chips is in like fish and chips.
Chips and dip. I'm all right with that. I don't really want to walk in the sand day.
No, I can't stand
it. No, not me. It gets all over. It's right in your end. May 28th, so Andy's birthday, National Hamburger Day.
Ooh, I like that one.
I think she'd be pleased with that day.
Yeah.
And then Ellie's on the September 23rd, National Go With Your Gut Day.
Bit weird.
Yeah, so is that just every decision you make that day,
you go, which go,
go with your gut. That's how I take it.
I can say, I need a shit, I'm off with my gut. I'm off
sitting my gut's telling me, you need to shit.
Go to the toilet. So I've got loads. So National Rubber Duck Day.
Rubber Duck Day.
13th of January. We've got National Hug Your Cat Day, the 3rd of May.
You'd like that day, wouldn't you? Cuddle Your Pussy Day.
Yeah. Oh. National Underwear Day, the 5th of August. National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
So if National Underpant Day is the 5th of August, what do you do for the other 361 days? Do you not wear underpants?
I think you meant to wear them on out the outside, like Superman. Okay. So you show off your kegs. Look at these bad boys. National Lumpy Rug Day.
Lumpy?
The 3rd of May. Lumpy Rug. What's that all about?
Is that a euphemism?
You've got a lumpy rug, haven't you? So, National Jumper Day, National Christmas Jumper Day.
Oh, okay.
Is like the last Friday before Christmas, isn't it, always? Christmas Jumper Day.
Is that a national day, or is it just
something? Day we celebrate. But there's National Ugly Sweater Day on the 21st of December.
Ah.
So, National Kazoo Day, the 28th of January.
Do you say there was a National Jumper Day? No.
No?
Oh.
Yeah, National Ugly Sweater Day.
Oh, Ugly Sweater. Again, it's a euphemism.
He's an ugly sweater.
I've been described as an ugly sweater.
Yeah, I'm going to say, when you work out, you're an ugly sweater.
I just want to work out.
National Lost Sock Memorial Day, the 9th of May.
Lost Sock.
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 Sock. Sock.
That don't do me anyway.
National Tap Dancing Day, the 25th of May. What have I got here then? National Corn on the Cob Day, 11th of June.
All right. So I was listening to a podcast the other day and there was debating corn.
Yeah,
I
listened to it. Yeah. So
which way are you?
I am typewriter.
I can imagine you as well when you get to end of it. Ding! So there's two ways about it to eat corn on the cob. You typewriter, so you chew across, twist, chew across, twist. Or the other one is to kind of chew round.
Yeah. Do you want to tell you a secret? I'll do both.
Ooh, you're cray cray.
So to be fair, sometimes I was like I'm probably like and go around it. But then sometimes I probably like
like a beaver.
Love it. I love corn on the cob. It's one of my favourite things. Love the corn on the cob.
You have the little things that stick.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. The little plastic corns, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you seen the videos of where people put them on drills?
Yeah, the fucking teeth fly out, yeah. I seen them when people doing their hair cut and it's like, fucking hell. Dickheads.
Dear me.
National Wiggle Your Toes Day, the 6th of August. I don't need a day to tell me to wiggle my toes.
So, 5th of August, we're wearing our underpants on the outside of our clothes.
Is that what it was? Good memory, mate.
And 6th, we're wiggling our toes.
National Mustard Day, the first Saturday in August. So he didn't actually have his own day, it's just the first Saturday in August. National Mustard Day. National Peculiar People Day. How do you know it's peculiar?
That's surely subjective.
Here's a great one. National Toothache Day. Fucking, yeah, give me some toothache, mate. Bosh.
Celebrate having toothache.
What else we got here then? National Chicken Dance Day, 14th of May.
Chicken Dance Day?
Piss baby, let's start with that one. That minute, that was preppier.
oh, sorry.
National Name Yourself Day, 9th of April. Temporarily adopt a new name and explore your alter ego. It's for the new age people, isn't it?
Oh.
Rather identify.
Did you ever as a kid like have another name? No.
No. I was Leon.
All your life.
Yeah. Like what are you talking about? They have a different name. I had nicknames. Wild Billy.
Wild Billy never stuck.
And I had nicknames, but I never went by a different name, bro. I think if I went older, I'd probably pretend I was someone else in it for like a day and then I'd lose track. Leon, come here! Oh, hang on.
I'm a pilot.
Yeah.
Just all about the chicks.
I think
11-year-old, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your
just flew on my 747. Just parked around the back.
Fighter pilot.
What? Did you have a different name as a kid then?
No.
I thought you were going to tell me a different name. You came across with that like as if like you did. I grew up with a lad whose name was Thomas and his middle name was Mark, but he went by Mark. He didn't like the name Thomas, or his mum didn't, or someone didn't. So he officially chose his middle name instead of his first name. That's as close as it gets to me knowing someone who's not got the name and has a different name.
It's like calling somebody by the name all their life and then realising that that's not their name.
What?
Like, we know Raymond is John, isn't it?
Richard, oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to think of Raymond.
Raymond John.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the same principle. He's also, yeah, he also yeah. don't like the name and goes by different
Yeah,
name.
So my granddad was Arthur Rowland, but everybody called him Rowley. And I think it was because there was about three or four different Arthurs in his class at school. So, well, we need to figure this out.
Yeah, have a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. That's like a nickname in that stuff, isn't it? So. Yeah.
Any more?
Yeah, I love him. National Popcorn Day, quite like that. 19th of January. National Hat Day, 15th of January. Seems we're all very January heavy these, aren't they? National High Five Day, the third Thursday of April.
We're not there.
High five. High five. National Left Handers Day. Love lefty.
Every now and again.
National Comic Book Day, 25th of September.
So National Comic Book Day, like, do they do something special then on that day? Like May the 4th?
Be with you.
Do they, like, have Comic-Con on that
day? I have no idea.
That'd be a good day to have, like, a Comic-Con, wouldn't it?
What, on May the 4th? Yeah, I think they have, like, a lot of Star Wars tributes, don't
they? Yeah, yeah. I first heard that on Match a Day.
What?
May the 4th. It was something to do with, it might have been FA Cup final or something, we played on that day once. I'm going back a few years, and I think it was Carol Lunnick who said, oh, yeah. May the 4th be with you. I'm like, we've done it. We're so clever. And it's like a thing now. I'm sure Gary Lineker didn't make it up.
No, he definitely didn't. Definitely didn't. National Sandwich Day, 3rd of November.
Ooh, that's a good day.
National Taco Day, 4th of October.
Euphemism.
I don't think I've got anything. I don't come across my birthday, my kids' birthdays, my wife's birthday, so what a letdown I am. Come with four pages, not one that is appropriate.
Every other day of the year. So I looked into how you do this.
What do you mean, how you do this?
How you get a national day. Literally, there's a website that you apply on to do it. We're doing this.
National Dad Tales Day.
National Dad Tales Day. We can't do it as, I don't think, as our podcast day.
No.
But I bet we could do it as
National Dad Appreciation Day.
Or Dad.
Is there a Dad's Day? Oh, yeah, it's Father's Day. I was thinking, there's a day for mums. What was it on day for dads?
I
was thinking, there's a day for dad, isn't there? What's that all about?
I bet we could do a National Dad Tales Day. Like where dads on that day can tell tales and fables and stuff. I'm on it. That'd be how I'm
thinking. There'd be a dad joke day, wouldn't there?
Possibly. I don't like dad joke. I want a dad tale story. So we're going to do it, but between us, we might need to pick a day.
26th of April.
No, it's a rubbish day.
Best day of the year, that.
Is it, though?
Yeah. It's the day I don't work. I get left alone. I'm like, do what I want on that day.
You do.
I love
you. You'll take two out of them three.
Get left alone. Do what I want.
Do what you want and don't work. Which two of the three would you take?
Don't work and get left alone. I'm happy to do chores right now, it's not a problem. Just don't worry.
Yeah, we've said before, you should never work on your birthday.
I have done for the last two, though, for whatever reason. I can't think what it was. Frustrates me, because I was on a right good streak where I've not worked my birthday. Well, maybe the last one's gone, I did, but the ones before I did. One of them potentially in COVID, I had to do something. Yeah, I had to work one of them in COVID, and then the one after, I had to do something as well.
But you were saving the world then? Did you have your underpants on the outside of your trousers?
Probably, because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That was a weird thing, given all that lockdown stuff.
Yeah, I think I still look back at it now and I go,
did that really happen?
That was weird. And it's so different now. We went from like this normal world to this absolute monstrosity and going, right, but this is going to teach us a lot. We don't need to shake hands with everybody. When you go anywhere and then as soon as you touch somewhere, somebody's wiping it clean.
Yeah.
And now it's like...
Back to being shit.
Normal. In fact, it's probably worse now. Yeah. It's worse now because you know how fucking grumpy people are.
Yeah, well, you know, it's worse now because people now go, can you do this for me? Fuck off. Can't tell me what to do. I fucking stayed in lockdown. Me, I didn't leave my house for 3 weeks. Tell me what to do, dickhead. That's what it's coming to now. But look, I tell you what, I'd love to see the government try and put back in a lockdown.
Well,
fuck off. That's basically when I'd be like, yeah, there you go, lock the car, lock the door.
I'd be like, I'm all right.
Yeah.
But that's kind of when the second lockdown, but it was like, yeah, but if you need to go out, you can. Need to travel to
work, you need to have a party at 10 Downing Street,
you can. Whereas because of that, because
we're Prime Minister,
fuck that, I'm not staying in.
Yeah,
the joys. We could do a COVID revisit and go back through the things that we talked about during COVID at some point.
I found the whole thing bizarre. Like without re-happening it now, but I remember like we was all talking about this weird, like breathable issue that people's lungs and something. We was watching these things on China. People are like dropping it through. We're like, oh my god. Then there's one UK, the first case, and it happened to be near us at Castle Hill, didn't it? They had a Castle Hill person. Yeah. Was like, oh, it's here. The next day, it was like, bye. Like, just within a week, you're like, what the?
Yeah, because we was sort of getting prepared that this might happen.
Yeah.
And it was my birthday, it shut down.
Oh, was it?
23rd of March.
It was Friday, wasn't it?
It was when it just went, that's it.
Yeah. Done. Well, because I remember it was at work and was like trying to, like, you know, like, was ringing people saying, we're having to cancel like parties and stuff like that. And it was like the Thursday, it was a Friday, wasn't it? It was like Friday dinner time. Like, right, everyone, oh, you're good. I was like grabbing a laptop, I'm grabbing a computer, chucking my boot in my car, not stealing, I'm like, I'm off home, you know what I mean? Chucking me in my car. And then it was like, but the funny thing is, so we locked down on the Friday the 23rd, didn't we? Where the last lockdown. I had a phone call on the Saturday saying, get yourself back into work. We're turning into a
like a rescue
centre. Yeah, we're turning into a rescue centre. So we was all like, what? Hang on, we've been told to stay in our homes, like, get yourself to work. So me, my boss, and my counterpart, Daz, we turned up, the site was like, what are we doing? Do you know what's going on? And like, he was like, stay away from me. He's like, I was right next to you yesterday. Do you know what I mean? It was like, that was a weird thing.
It's the stuff that when you look back and think what was doing. Do you remember being outside supermarket? Stuff 2 meters away from something, right round fucking corner.
Yeah. But like I say, it goes back to like yesterday was like, right, good luck, shaking hands, hope everything's okay, see you a bit. Next day, whoa, get back. Hang on, I'm fucking sorry, yesterday, I've seen you less than 24 hours ago.
12 hours, you suddenly might have a disease. It was like that, wasn't it? You walk around office, going, if you walk that way, I'll walk this way.
The best was like, we'd have like, because what we was doing was quite like, you know, clinical, was having to do tests and stuff, and we was sending things out to the community, which was quite rewarding. But you'd have people come down, then assess us, if that makes sense. And we're all like, right, someone's coming down, we're like making sure everything's like proper distant. But they come together and they'd be like having a natter, and you're like, what do they know that we don't know? I mean, he's like, hang on.
It's like, what's
the Get away from each other. Yeah, like we're like confused. Like, Because the point, like, we had like junior staff, like, we bring junior staff in and we're like, get back, whoa, stand there. It's like, I need the pen. And you're like, right, I'll put it down there. You sanitize it, take that pen away from me. It was like, so honestly, the first few like weeks, it was like, what is going on here? I can remember it. And it was like, oh, I'm so scared. And like, the best was when it must have been like the Sunday. So we went back, we was Friday shut. And the Sunday, I had to go, the Saturday, Sunday, I went back in and left Gull and drove to Beverley. And I'm not joking, I was driving down the motorway and I was the only car both ways. I'm thinking, this is like apocalypse. Do you know, do you see on a film where you're like, I'm almost like zombie apocalypse? I'm
suddenly driving to no man's land.
I was like, what's going on? And to the point where, I don't know if I should really admit this, but I was.
You got out and had a shit.
No, I've had. But I was going that fast. It's like, you know, it's like no traffic. I was just going fast. I got to Beverley all of a sudden. When you come up Westwood and you drop down into roundabout, I was like, okay, no, there's not a single car. By the way, I've not passed a car yet. All of a sudden, the roundabouts are there out there. And I was like, woo, like screeching around the corner. Straight down. I was like, Jesus.
Take a couple of them cows out.
Yeah. But I was like, honestly, it's first and last time. Because obviously, days leading after that, then there started being more things on the road. But that Sunday, when I went to centre, I was like, it was surreal because I didn't pass a car leaving my house and a car. I didn't think I saw one coming back either. But I was like, what is going on here?
I'm going to listen back to one of our old podcasts about what we talked about because we did this remotely, didn't we, when we started off?
Yeah, no shit. Don't listen, don't worry. We didn't know what we were doing.
I've had enough. Let's do this again. Next
apologies time. For the coughing, I've got to say. Yeah, because that's got to be really annoying that I've randomly coughing.
I've coughed as well. Sorry for
my lungs are a bit
laughing as well. That's tickly, tickly. We don't. It's not supposed to be funny. It's very serious. This podcast.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, mate.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.